Hi, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. Tonight, you're going to listen to three songs that I heard in 2010, Believe in Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Then, you will listen to Chapter 8 of my book, Become Who You Are, Chapter 8, Soul, Heart and Mind. Have fun. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Soul, Art and Mind, Chapter 8 of the book Become Who You Are. I'm in the plane that brings me back from Canada to France. I'm recording this live as usual. Well, I came to Canada 2 months ago. In a strange way. 2 months ago, I was in France, and my guides, as I was on internet, would tell me to Google events, to look for events, holistic events. Out of the other links that pop up on the first page, there is only one that I highlighted. And I click on it, which brings me to another page full of links, and there is only one that highlights. When I say highlight, I mean that there is aura, an halo around it. And that second link brings me to a website for an event 27 to 29 of September 2013 in Saskatoon. I've never heard of that town before, and the website was in English, so I said, well, at least they speak English. And I looked more carefully and I said, okay, so it's in Canada. All my friends will tell me, are you going to go there just because that link highlighted? And I will tell them, yes. But why? Just because it highlighted. And of course, my friends will tell me that was a stupid choice. I had to think about it. I had to take some time and to choose another one, another event. And by the way, that event was only 2 weeks away from now, from when I saw that ad. And they would tell me, that's okay, you go there. Well, I was not able to advertise for my venue on their magazine. I was not able to book for any lectures, and I took that plane. And I booked for that event for having a booth there. I took many risks. I had to sell my boat in order to be able to pay for my air ticket. I took a lot of risks. And as soon as I landed in Canada, I would get more messages. And of course, I had to follow those signs and those visions. My heart was telling me that I had to follow my visions, my intuitions, being guided by my soul, and not to listen to my mind.
It is hard. It is hard when you get in one another country, when you know no one, that no one is expecting you coming there. And you don't have any plan. You get there and you just follow your intuitions. You just follow the visions. You know, it's like recording this chapter here in the airplane. Well, everyone could tell me, well, John, you will record that chapter another day. And I would tell them no. My guides will tell me. When I was in the train heading from Edmonton to Saskatoon, my guides will tell me that I had to create that book. One chapter per day. So I look at the time and today I had no other time free in order to be recording this. And it's like 11 p.m. now, Saskatoon time. And it's just about time to record that chapter. I know it works that way. You have to trust. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust your soul that guides you. And you have to trust your heart. Your heart is your GPS in your life. It tells you if you go too much left or too much right, right? But the mind, wow, the mind is so bright. Can do so many things. At the same time, it takes us away from our mission. Show me only one straight line in the universe. There are none. Of course it is hard. It's like being in a plane. Your life is like being in a plane. You're just sitting there and apparently nothing is moving. And you see the environment around you. Those people talking. Those people acting, having their own life. You just hear that noise that you don't exactly know where it comes from. But if you look outside, everything is moving. Everything. Well, for life is the same thing. You can just focus in front of you. On one single point, and apparently nothing is moving. If I'm looking at the television in front of me, well, I'm looking towards another space-time dimension. But if I look around me, then I perceive another environment, and I realize that I am part of that environment too. And I may perceive that this environment is only the only one. And in fact, there are so many. Each bag could be an environment, could be one universe. And as soon as you look outside from the window, then you perceive that you are in another one environment. The mind is not able to conceive all this. The mind is not able to integrate so many different elements as being as many systems Running independently, one from each other. Your heart can guide you through this. Your heart has the ability to perceive and to feel. In this environment, you may feel like sleeping, and you may feel, or you may feel like reading or watching a movie. And if you don't do it, you create something. You create a pain in yourself. You create a vibration in your heart. You create a lack. You create a need. You hurt yourself. If I choose to talk about this environment in a plane, it's because it's a total different environment from being on Earth. So it's easy for us, it's easier for our mind to integrate those concepts. Yes. Each person in that plane is different. But we have all something in common today. We choose to be sitting there for a certain period of time because we have the same mission, the same goal. We want to go from one place to another. In that case, for that airplane, from Calgary to London. And then for some of us who just drop to London and stay there, and for some others, then the trip continues, as I will be going and heading to Nice. What makes us make those changes in our life? From everyone going to the same school, for the same period of time, then adding each other to another one. What makes us make our choices? What do you feel? Why you don't go for what you feel like doing? How can you behave? How can you become? It is so simple. It appears to be so simple as soon as we let go, as soon as we let go our mind. Of course, we need to be grounded, not to be foolish, but to experience what we want. How many times do we need to do the same things, to do the same errors, to feel the same pains, in order to understand when we have to drop off the airplane and take another one? In order to bring us to where we belong, to where we feel like going. I really enjoy painting. I really enjoyed it when they made me paint. I enjoyed it because I was not choosing it. I was not choosing the colors. I was not choosing the components, the percentage of each color, of each paint. I was not looking for a very specific shape. I was creating with my heart, with love. I was creating following what I wanted, what I felt doing. And I would do it. I didn't think. During 45 minutes, I didn't think. I just did exactly what I felt doing. I didn't have a very specific plan, just to paint something. That was the purpose of all that. And for this, I totally let go my mind. That this make me being foolish, just because I was not thinking about what I was doing. How should we do it? How should we create? When we create one frame, when we create one painting, are we supposed to think? To think about how much paint we're going to put for this? In order to not waste it, in order to not to put too much, in order to save ourselves. This is not possible. You can't do like this. Are you going to count if you use too much blue or too much red? Because you want to be able to have enough for another painting? No. If you feel doing and using more blue color, then you do it. If you feel like using the yellow in this corner and to spread it that way or that way, then you do it. You can't wait. You can't ask. It just comes. As soon as you're connected to your soul talks to you. It tells you what to do. The baby is the same thing, the same way. The baby knows what he wants, and he tells you it. That's how it works. Do you think the baby thinks when he needs to eat? Do you think he feels, he thinks when he needs to cry because he's wanting something? No, he just do it. Kids are so connected, and we just forget it as soon as we become older. When a kid needs to sleep, he sleeps. How many of us listen to who we are and are able to take a nap right in the middle of the day just because you felt like it? How many? You don't know why, but suddenly during that nap, some things happen, some guidances, some visions that will definitely help you in your work, will definitely help you in solving the problems that you are facing. It has to be like this. It works that way. When you walk, you really think that you are aware of each step that you are doing? When you walk in a mall, how do you walk? Do you walk guided by your thoughts? Do you change your plans if you feel like it, or if you just plan to go first to the pharmacy and then to go buying that shirt and then to go to that shop? Are you going to stick to this program just because you said it like this in your mind, in your head? Or do you want to listen to your heart to tell you what it feels like doing? Heart is so full of joy. It wants to express so many things. How to get in contact with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, hold them at once, being in peace with each other. There are no other ways than to set the soul high commander of that universe. The soul has to guide you. That soul came in that body in order to deliver a mission, in order to go for its mission. If you don't let him decide and guide your life, then you just can't act through this life. You can program your life, but definitely you can't accomplish your mission. That's why when people come to me, we spend several sessions just encoding all those programs. Just relieving those blockages that that person created to himself. As soon as you do it, I see that light that starts to shine in their eyes. I see their thirst for knowledge, for wisdom, for being linked and connected to the angelic world, for example, to higher vibrations, of course. How much time does it take? Wow. How much time do you want it to take? That would be the question. You don't want to be sad in your life. You don't want to feel pain. You don't want to hurt others. You just want to be you. You want to be able to share what you have with others. Others that take care of what you're doing. Others who understand the whole purpose of your life. I'm getting tired today. My eyes are starting to get close themselves. But I feel deeply in my heart that precious time, the only thing I want is to finish that recording. And that's what I'm doing. You think it's funny to be able to record something in an airplane? Well, what's funny is that no one else is doing it. That's what I considered as being funny. The lights will just turn down. And I just saw it a few fraction of a second before it happened. Just perceived that the lights were going to get turned down. How do my visions help me in my life? Well, how do we use those visions? Well, we have to take into account the fact that if that vision comes to me at that precious time, it is for a reason, a very specific reason. This is how it works. I should not be talking about all this without telling you how much joy, how much love I received in Canada from people who didn't know me. Opened their doors to me. Do you think they did it because they were thinking? About what to do and the options they had? Or do you think they were just listening to their heart and doing it that way? I know the answer. And you also know the answer. Yes. Having to face minus 30 degrees, minus 40 degrees, help us to understand the warmness of the hearts of Canadian people. Our environment help us to become environment around us, builds up help us to make the right choices, the right decisions. Are we going to eat the same meal every day, all our life, just because we just planned with our mind that you needed this and this and this, and that was it? For how many days do you think your body, your soul, of course, as it is linked to yours, to your body, your soul is going to accept this? For how long before your body itself just say no? Either you change and you give me the food that I want, or either I just quit. Simple stories, simple concepts, but which makes sense. We can spend half an hour trying to find an answer to questions that are not being able to be answered. Some people like it and enjoy thinking about those events that could happen. Well, I don't work the same way. I visualize that crystal ball, and from this, by staying focused on it, this happens. Change of vibration in my body, different perceptions around me. And that's what I like. As soon as I get connected, I perceive other dimensions, other messages, other vibrations, other things to be performed and to be performing. Remember that plane? It's the same way. What you feel like doing in your spare time? What you feel doing when you're lonely or when you're sick? Usually during those periods of time, there are not that many people around us, and we usually spend that time watching television. That's so frustrating. So frustrating to be seeing those people being stuck in their mind, being stuck in their body, and not helping them. Each eater has a mission, and it's different from one eater to another one. We just can't. Set up our mind on something and stick to it. It has to move with what we feel, with what is around us, with other elements that can interfere with it. Our mind can't take all this in account. Thank you. how to get in peace with the mind, with the soul, with the heart, how to get in peace with all three. That's the purpose of this chapter. Visualize yourself being in that plane. Choose one seat. You're not driving that plane. Someone else is doing it. You're just right there, sitting on that plane. And you have many options. Either you can watch a movie between many movies. Either you can sleep. Either you can eat. You can talk to your neighbor. You can work on documents. You can create. Stay focused on that crystal ball. Remember that exercise we've been doing at the beginning of that book? 1 inch below your belly button, there is that water, floating water, pure calm crystal. And on top of it, there is that crystal ball floating there. And you stay focused on that crystal ball. As soon as you stay focused there, now ask that crystal ball what he wants, and he will tell you the answer. You will know what your soul wants, and let your heart guide you in order to get to it. It's an easy exercise because you are already in a plane. And there are less choices than in life. You're in a much safer environment. So it's easy. Now, visualize that you take a sheet of paper and you take your pen. And there is something that you wish to be doing for yourself as soon as that plane lands. And I want you to see you grabbing that pen and writing. And that pen is as ink, gold ink. You're going to write in gold on that piece of paper, on that white sheet of paper. What are you writing? What's the next thing that you want to be doing as soon as you land with that airplane? What's the first thing that comes to you? Look at it. If you need to see it better, visualize that you put that light, that turn that light on, and read it. See, as soon as you let go your mind, then you know what to do next. You may do this exercise of the plane each time that you don't know what to do and you're just like in the fog, not knowing what you're doing. Visualize that someone that knows where to go is bringing you there and is driving. And you will perceive that your life will change.